Thrug strode down through the foothills, accompanied by Rockangus. Tambeek and two other able-looking falcons circled overhead as they began the trek back to Redwall. The Laird MacTallan stood waving goodbye with both wings.
"Mind how you go, lads! Rockangus, ye young rip, watch your manners and be civil to other beasties. Gear luck walk with ye, Sir Thrug. Ye're a braw river dog, and I'm proud to call ye friend."
"Och, my feather's no a bad old stack,"
Rockangus whispered to Thrug.
"Just o' a fussy."
Thrug chuckled as he swung his sling.
"Listen, matey, do you think by chance we could drop in on them crows and whack the features off them? Make the journey back to Redwall a bit more interesting, eh?"
Rockangus flexed his good wing.
"Ach, you're a wicked river dog, Thrug, but it's a braw idea."
The two logboats were about to be lowered from the cliffs in the early dawn when a scream from the rock ledge below cut the still summer air.
"Yeah! It's the deep goiler!"
Logalog's face was ashen.
"That's Nordor down on the ledge!"
Earthwhite and Loambud tore into action. Shoving Mara and Pickle aside, they grabbed the lowering ropes and scrambled down to the ledge, Mara and Logalog following them as soon as the ropes were clear. Like some grotesquely twisted tree trunk, the reptile lay half in and half out of the water, its tail trailing off into the lake depths, and its monstrous head laid flat on the rock ledge.
"Stay clear! It'll kill you all!"
Ashnin yelled down after them. Mara ventured forward cautiously, staring into the wide open eyes that were glazed over with a milky film.
"It's dead!"
Pickle stood pressed against the rock face with Nordo.
"Dead? I wonder what killed the dreadful old blighter."
Mara moved around the lifeless head until she could touch the cold steel that stood out from the centre of the skull.
"This is what slew the deep coiler. Earthwhite, Loambud, lend a paw here. We'll get the head on its side and open the mouth."
Between the three of them, the badgers managed to push the wet, scaly head on its side. It was a repulsive, dead weight, and foul-smelling water gushed from the mouth as they prized it open. Earthwhite propped the jaws apart with his club as Mara reached in with both paws. She began tugging. The steel that protruded from the skull waggled back and forth. Loambud struck the pointed steel with a rock, driving it downward as Mara pulled and tugged with both paws, setting her foot paws against the sides of the fearsome rows of teeth framing the mouth. Finally, the object came loose, and the badger maid fell backwards onto the rock ledge with a beautiful sword in her paws. A cry of wonder went up from the shrews crowding the clifftop. Loambud inspected the head, speculating as Mara washed the fabulous weapon in the lake.
"Some beast stabbed it in the roof of its mouth. The thing must have swum off then and tried to close its jaws. The brain was pierced, because as it forced its mouth shut, it drove the sword right up through its head, killing itself. The storm must have washed it up here last night sometime."
Mara held the sword aloft. It glittered and shone in the sunlight, completely undamaged and sharp as any razor's edge.
"What do you think, Loambud? It's too small for a badger, but slightly too large for a shrew to wield. But what a weapon!"
The older badger inspected it.
"The beast who carried this must have been a famous warrior. This sword was made by badger skill, I know. I have heard of weapons like this, and nothing can turn or damage the blade."
Pickle plucked a hair from his tail and split it across the blade. He gave a whistle of amazement.
"Well, chaps, I think we should all be grateful to the warrior who slew this horror. Now the lake is safe to sail on."
The Gowsome raised a mighty cheer and began preparing for the voyage. Earthwhite scaled the cliff and lowered both boats down to the ledge. Then supplies were packed on board the vessels. With light hearts, the Gowsome took up their paddles. The boats were riding low in the water because of their extra passengers, but two more badgers added considerably to the paddle power as they shot out across the wide lake.
From lake to the river, sea, paddling, paddling, onward go we. The sun on the water does shine merrily as the wave goes. handsome creature of old Gowsome Shoe. High sky and deep water are both colored blue. Our boats like our friends.